In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we hear from producers visiting Japan to learn more about the promotion of U.S. beef and pork. Here's South Dakota cattle producer Wanda Blair.
The most impressive was a trade seminar with over 900 participants there, buyers of our products. And then there was a tasting session afterwards, and I was amazed at the number of people first that wanted to come and the respect that they have for the USMEF personnel here, but also the personnel at the Denver office. They are very appreciative of that.
Iowa corn grower Jerry Meyer was impressed with what he saw at USMEF retail promotions.
What I've been learning over here is how much they want the well-fed, corn, soybean-fed, high-marbled beef and pork. There is a big competition from all the other countries, and the one thing they keep coming back to is the flavor of the U.S. beef and pork is superior to just about everything they get, but it is coming down to price competition also. We were at two grocery store chains yesterday, two big markets, and they're very receptive. The people are stopping, picking up the American cuts, and they were very happy to see farmers. These people really appreciate the fact that we take the time to come over here.
Nebraska Corn Board member David Merrill last visited Japan in 2007. He was amazed at the growth and the presence of U.S. meat.
The biggest thing that surprised me is just the growth in interest in U.S. meat. Pork and beef have both taken huge strides, and something that's also been a big change is that there's a lot more interest in the thicker cuts. Every buyer that we talked to was very positive about the U.S. product, and they really enjoyed it, thought it was a superior product. And, of course, so do we. So whenever we go on an international trip, we always need to tell our story, show the people and the buyers where their meat comes from so that they have a lot of confidence in what they're eating.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.